Episode 48, Over 40 in Vancouver.
I'm Dale.
Hey, he said it without me prompting him. I roll it.
We're here. It only took 48 episodes?
Live to tape. That's the first time in 48 episodes he said it without me prompting
him. Revolver.
Not archive.
Revolver,
we're going to talk about...
Revolver Actual.
Today, at Revolver Actual, we're going to speak about the abyss known as email.
We need some reverb on that, right?
Like reverb, email, abyss. So here's what I think. I think most people don't care about their privacy and security, which is sad.
Until they do.
Which is why most people are happy with Gmail, the world's number one provider of email.
Oh, and it annoys me for so many different reasons.
So do you use the alternatives? And if so, which alternatives do you use, Dale?
I still do really old school. I have mail on my ISP, and I actually have one of those domain forwarding things.
Where is your ISP for have their server?
It is in the U.S., so it's subject to the same kind of, you know, legislative stuff. But honestly, you know, if the government wants to issue a warrant to get your information, I'm not sure... You have to go to some pretty extreme lengths that I'm not.
So there's no such thing as email privacy.
There's degrees of privacy. It's not binary. So I think that, like you say, like with Google email and their policies, and they're a little bit opaque. You know, like they try and come across as open.
And they're mining it for ads,
but
even if you pay them,
it's opaque.
Oh, unless you pay them. If you pay them the enterprise fee, whatever it is, or the Google, what it used to be called Google Apps for Domains, then it. They don't mind you for ads, supposedly.
They might not mind you for ads, but, you know, you are using their service. They want to, under their two-factor authentication, they want to grab your phone number and associate that with you, which really, really annoys me.
Anyone metadata.
Wants a phone number, yeah.
Phone number's metadata.
And they have a whole bunch of other statistics that they can gather on you. So, like you say, like you're not – it's opaque. Right. Does that matter? In some situations
– It does matter.
Absolutely, it does. Maybe for the average person, in the course of their lifetime, it won't.
I mean, I'm not a just black a small hat percentage. Hacker or a security person, but I'm pretty confident that if I knew your Gmail ID or your phone number or your website, I could find out where you live.
And then you compound that with the
or
the
any
login.
Combination of those things, or your Facebook ID, or your Instagram ID, or
being,
you know,
able to
Facebook
log into other services
Instagram,
with your Google.
Collects your data. Facebook collects your data. So why don't you use an independent email provider, which is not your ISP? Because I'm sure your ISP has shoddy data practices, let alone using the server and whatever. By shoddy, I mean no disrespect to them, but they're running a low-margin business, so they do the least minimum security updates.
Well,
A
couple years ago,
they don't run bots or scan to make sure things aren't happening on their network that are weird on the email server.
A couple years ago, go looking. And I don't know if it's changed now, but I did not find anybody in the kind of price point that I
what would be your
for.
Price point be? I recommend my friends fastmail.fm based out in Australia.
Okay.
They are trying.
How much
are they like 100 or 200 a year?
Yeah, I mean 100
See,
a year
why is that
to
too
get,
much? It's your personal data. This is the heart of the abyss. You won't pay
it
for
is.
Privacy.
Even
at $200 a year, where your coffee at Bean Around the World. How much is your coffee at Bean Around the World? I know you're not obsessed with Revolver like I am. So let's go to a normal place. How much is your coffee at Bean Around the World? When you buy it.
Do we have enough time for me to do the head math? Let's see here.
$4? $3? $3.
No.
Including tip and tax.
No, let's just round it up to a nice $5 a day.
Is that much at Bean Around the World?
Well, it's two cups. It's like $2 in the morning, or no, three.
So 200 business days.
250 and two or something.
200 business days a year. Oh, let's be generous. Let's say 100 business days a year. What's 100 times five? 500. I'm just saying, guys. I mean, I'm not trying to like embarrass Dale here because I'm embarrassed too. I myself won't pay. I myself use Gmail. I have this nebulous plan of using my friends at fastmail.fm, who I totally recommend. But I haven't executed that plan. I support them,
The other thing I'm finding
works well in Thunderbird.
The other thing I'm finding with
my
ISP,
awesome HTML interface that works on your Galaxy.
The other thing that with the email account that's starting to become very concerning, and it is precisely because of Gmail, is they're starting to get much more fussy about filtering.
Yeah.
So, the way that I send email out, because I do use my Thunderbird client, and it connects to my Gmail at work, and it connects to my
don't use client side filters.
And I'm quite happy with like the way it's all connected now. But the problem is, the way the mail goes out, more often than not, I get people saying, "Oh yeah, Gmail put it into my spam filter," and it's like,
you know,
come on, Google, like,
yeah.
You see me sending messages from the same
email
account.
Is an abyss.
You're a data company, and you still are putting me in people's spam filters.
From a technological point of view, email is a mess. Like IMAP is a mess, POP is a mess, SMTP is a mess, spam filtering is a mess. So here's what I suggest to people. So let's not even talk about privacy and encryption anymore. Let's say we've given up on our privacy encryption. We'll talk about another show, but if we lived in a yurt and we could like have solar cells in California in a yurt.
Go off the grid.
Do that. Yeah, let's have an off-the-grid show, a hypothetical off-the-grid show. Maybe not next week. We've got, 4 minutes. Okay, you live in the real world, you use Gmail or corrupted email service. Well, what I would suggest then is if we set aside the super important encryption and privacy thing, which everyone appears to be willing to set aside. I totally disagree, but I'm a hypocrite because I haven't either run my own mail server or use Fastmail, like I keep saying. Don't use email as a database. Don't use email as a calendaring system. Use email for one paragraph communication.
And if
the thread has more than one reply and the subject changes, change the subject.
Please change
the
subject.
Move it to a wiki or a blog post. Or move it to a Google Doc.
Okay, now there's two things.
Whatever.
Okay, no, there's two things now. The first thing that you haven't even touched on.
Calendaring systems. CRM.
Some people aren't using email anymore. Like, I am now dealing with people who do not use email. They get cranky using email. And the other thing, you're
right.
I like
those people.
as I don't know if he originally quoted it, but certainly it was the first person I heard it from, Boris Mann saying, email's where information goes to die.
No, it was some guy that Boris and I know through the internet, magic of the internet.
I first heard it through that vector, but yeah, and that's very true. If you have anything that you want
to preserve or find
or share, email is not the place for it.
Spreadsheet, Google Doc, real database,
yeah,
CRM,
website, wiki,
calendar, wiki,
but not email.
Log. Yes.
But,
use email for one paragraph. Single response communication.
I heard about these millennials
that weren't
using email, yep. And I'm
on board with that.
I have now met some.
They're awesome. I love them.
I don't know.
I love the millennials.
I live so much
up with our late with the Generation Jones baby boomer
I live
crap
so much
Jill
in email.
I have dispensed on them. I try not to use email. I would prefer if you would text message me, IRC me. Well, no, not Slack, because sorry, Stuart, but I don't think Slack's going to be around in 5 years.
I will say this. I use email much less than I used to, just because the other tools are working just fine
WhatsApp,
for most of the other stuff.
I'll do them all. Telegraph, Signal. I prefer not to use Slack just because the people who use Slack are the hipsters and the trendsters, and are they going to be around? I mean, it totally reminds me of Flickr. Like, I hate to be cynical about this. Flickr was awesome, but... You know,
well, Slack in its place. Slack in that whole class of tools, to me.
Well, the problem is,
Slack isn't any much better than Skype.
It's voracious. Unlike Skype, it's voracious. It eats all of your messaging and all of your channels and all of your bots.
Oh, that hasn't been my experience so far.
Feed into it. It will be. Some guy will say, "Hey, it's really cool. I'm going to put this in our channel," and then your quiet, useful channel becomes swamped, overloaded channel.
Oh well, ever has that been so?
All right. So let's do a yurt show. Let's do that in July.
Off the grid?
Yeah, off the grid. Rolling in your yurt in California.
It would be hilarious for us to actually record off the grid, because we could.
We could.
We can.
Oh, where could we record?
We couldn't upload off the grid.
Yes, we could. Oh, we couldn't. We need the grid.
We need the grid to upload.
But I mean, we could record at Stanley Park. You want to do Stanley Park?
Yeah. Well, that's not really off the grid. You want to go off the grid? I can take you off the grid.
Generator, man. All right. Use Fastmail, and if you don't use email as a database or some other thing it's not designed for. One paragraph, one reply, communication. That's my sermon. You got 10 seconds. What's your sermon?
Be well.
Happy Victoria Day, Victoria. Love them all.
All hail the queen.
Kink song. Ciao, juice.